I don't know what number we're up to, but it's 100 and something.
Yes, so it's this week's Tales of the Whales number 100 and something.
Yeah. I suppose if I leant over and looked, is it 128?
No, 118.
Is that all?
Yeah, but that's quite a lot.
All right.
So we've had quite an eventful week, haven't we, really?
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm not sure whether I want to do Tales of the Whales today, really, because it's been quite an embarrassing week. But I think for those of you tuning in wondering what Tales of the Whales are, they are basically about how we get on with living with cancer. I've got it, terminal four, and my lovely lady W is looking after me, which is probably the wrong end of the stick to have.
Well, it has interesting moments.
Well, yeah. Where do you want to start?
What, with what's happened this week?
Yeah.
Well, there's so many places to choose from.
Well, I'm talking to you from a hospital bed.
Which is at home, in the old person's bungalow.
In the old person's bungalow.
Because the stairs became a bit too challenging.
Yeah. They did, really.
So it's a nice, you can, you know, go up and down and spin around and
in and out,
levitate.
But I wasn't really ready to use it. But
the plan wasn't to use it. We just to have it here for when you couldn't do this.
Yeah.
But something happened to you yesterday.
We're not sure what, but my hip went.
Somehow your hip has exploded. And
well, it hasn't exploded. It's I bent over sideways and some funny noises, like squelching, and I can't stand on that leg. I mean, it is so painful, I scream.
But it's fine if you're lying down.
It's all right if I'm lying down.
So,
but I did go to work and I did do my TV show last night.
Because you were sitting down?
Yeah, and just before we do anything, I just want to explain, because I put out something on the show last week saying that, you know, we were at the end of our, everybody calls it a journey. I don't like that, but I can't think of anything better. I can't have any more treatment. I've done it all, basically, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever will be. I might be here in a couple of months. I might not. Don't know. And in nearly every paper and on social media, there's a story that I'm just about to die.
They do like to over-dramatise things in the media, don't they?
I mean, I could well be just about to die the way I've feeling over the last few days.
I don't think you are.
But, yeah. But so I'm in bed. I'm going to try and get up.
You're making far too much noise for someone who's about to die.
Did you say farty?
I said far too much noise.
Oh, far too much noise. I was going to say.
Your hearing hasn't improved, has
no.
it? No.
No, breathing's a bit difficult. Hearing's no good.
Walking's a no-no.
And Jess Conrad, who the 60s superstar, who doesn't live far, has just donated me a Zimmer frame.
Well, I think that was absolutely amazing. The power of local community and WhatsApp.
It was, wasn't it? It made you feel really good.
I just put a little message about 40 minutes ago on our local pub WhatsApp group, because of the hip explosion, I don't know how I was going to get James to the loo for a wee, because he can't walk and I'm not quite strong enough to support and carry him. So I just put a little message out saying, anyone in the village, I know random, got a Zimmer frame or a crutch I can borrow ASAP. And 40 minutes later, we have one.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
And Renee, thank you very much indeed. Renee and Jess are friends of ours, but we still, you know, we didn't even think.
Well, I had already spoken to the district nurses and everything.
Yeah.
They said because it's the weekend, they don't carry
Forget
them.
It.
Yeah, you couldn't get one from them until at least Monday, so.
Yeah.
So.
We don't need one now.
Well, hopefully we won't need one, but we've got one. Well, I think we haven't tried getting you out of bed yet today, have we? But getting
No.
you into bed last night was quite entertaining.
Well, I didn't. I got home and there was an accident on the M20. And so coming out of London, I was stuck for half an hour. But then when I got here,
it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, wasn't
and
it?
And you were fast asleep, of course. So I tried to get in without waking you up, which I've done quite well, haven't I?
Yeah, but not with an exploded hip. So there was quite a lot of...
I got out of the car last
screaming.
Night. And I literally, about 1 o'clock in the morning, I must apologise to all our neighbours. Just the pain. But it feels like it's bruised.
Must be quite a bad bruise to make you scream.
Or putting weight on it.
And then you did lots of throwing up.
I'm not sure people want to know about that.
Well, this is all part of what happens when you're in our position.
Yeah.
So it was quite fun. And then you were like going, no, I am not going on the hospital bed. And I was like, well, it's here. And it's like the nearest thing. It's like you'd only have to do 3 steps to get to that. And you were going, no, I'm going to sleep on the sofa. I'm not going to sleep on the hospital bed. But you did give
in. I am sorry, baby. I was really... I couldn't move, so I had to wake you up.
I didn't mind that at all.
And then I started talking rubbish.
Yeah, you said you couldn't get onto this bed because the sheet was too wrinkled.
It doesn't fit well, but there we are.
It is.
Anybody got any tips on?
It's a brand new fitted sheet for a single bed, but obviously because you've got the back of the bed right up, the sheet isn't... in an unusual position.
Yeah.
But this is good because you can put the back, you know, you can electrically put the back up and that helps your breathing. And
yeah, stuff. No, I'm very grateful. And
you can look beautiful view onto the garden.
Yeah, no, we're very lucky. We are very lucky when you think about it, aren't we? Very, very lucky. You know, but hopefully I can still continue working.
And we did do other exciting things this week.
We did.
I went to the car wash.
Yeah. Now,
which I've been putting off for many a month because...
The car was almost illegal with the amount of dirt on it.
But I find those places very scary. The Eastern European men are not friendly.
Well, I don't know why you do this. I mean,
you saw them because I only went because James was with me in the car. And I was like, okay, because I just don't know what I'm meant to do. They look really angry all the time and they gesture and I don't understand what the gestures are.
The gesture is for you to go a bit closer.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway.
And then when they put their hand up, that means stop.
But they did do. I said to James that I don't like it. He said, no, they're really friendly and lovely. But you must admit that we drove in and the bloke just instantly looked furious, scowling with a fake hanging out of his mouth.
Trying to keep a cigarette in his mouth. He probably was a bit annoyed and a bit fed up.
Exactly.
You don't smile all the time.
They all looked really... Well, actually, they just looked really angry.
No, I think there's a certain look to... I think most of the guys who were there are Romanian. Probably under...
Or maybe Albanian.
Not draw too much attention to... But, you know, why did the British not suddenly come up and start running car washes? They did. A few years ago, but then kind of gave in to foreign labour.
I don't care what nationality they're from. I just don't understand why they can't be a bit more welcoming.
Well, because there are so many people there. You're in a queue. They want to get you through as quickly as they can. And if you put the window down...
Well, smiling takes up a lot of time, doesn't
it? Well, then you ask questions like, what does he want me to do exactly? And so then that's got to be explained. And then, you know, I thought it was really nice little day out to the car wash.
The car's nice and clean now, so that is good. But I just don't think I'll tackle it again on my own.
Of course you can. It's the same way.
I find it really intimidating
that you can't turn right at a junction.
There must be a very, very steady driver because I did leave my mobile phone on my bonnet and drive 14 miles, and then it was still there when I
can't
there.
Believe that, because you're driving when we went out to the car wash day. I wonder if that led to my back being done in.
Oh, maybe. Going over those potholes.
Mm.
You said it was when you bent over, though, and you felt it click, so probably not.
Yeah, but that could have been as a result.
I know, you're probably right. I think it's best if you don't come in my car anymore.
No, I like, otherwise I'm stuck.
Honestly, darling, I think it's fine, unless I'm going to the car wash.
It's just you drive over all the potholes.
It's actually quite hard to avoid them these days.
Yeah.
There isn't any bits of road that haven't got potholes.
Maybe I can sue somebody. The local authorities.
What, because you've got cancer?
No, for making me I don't know. Well, now we've got reform councillors everywhere, they could sort the potholes out.
Let's hope so.
I'm sure Nigel will get it done.
Yeah, I saw him out pothole filling.
What, himself?
Absolutely.
You've got to be very careful, darling, because every time you say something like this, like, so I just said I was at the end of my treatment and how we went viral with James is about to die and...
Yes.
Which, you know, I am.
Devastating update. So exactly the same as last week.
I have been about to die. I mean, I am feeling pretty shitty at the moment, it has to be said, but then...
But, hey, how can you say that when I have just made you this beautiful...
Because I was saying, I must go to the loo, and you're saying, well, I can't really help that much. You've cut the top off a bottle.
It's a 2 litre Coke bottle. I've done it like a Blue Peter thing, and I've made the top all safe and not sharp edges with lovely tape for
you. Yeah, but the moaning and groaning while you were doing
it. I've got in a bit of a pickle with my sticky back plastic.
What have you put around the top?
Tape of various types, like lots of layers of tape, finally finishing off with that kind of micropore soft tape, because I didn't want you to have any sharp bits to damage your bits with.
Well,
I'm quite proud of my handiwork.
It looks quite nice.
I can't wait for you to try it and see if it works.
Oh, my God.
Got a very big opening at the top so that you can
get a very big whatever. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just, yeah. Thank you, darling. You are so lovely.
Don't say I don't care.
No, I wouldn't dream.
And now that's your birthday present sorted. Birthday on Tuesday, present.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's excellent. And being a Coke bottle, it's quite big.
2 litres.
Yeah, and it's a nice shape, isn't it? It's bulbous at the bottom.
Mm.
Yeah.
See what fun we have.
Yeah.
And it's only like 9:30. We've already got a Zimmer frame, made a wee receptacle.
Yeah. That was really good of Renee bringing you that round right now, wasn't it?
Yes.
Apparently Jess won't use it.
No. But that's handy. It's brand new.
Mm.
Unsullied.
Is it true that they won't take them back?
I've no idea. No, I think, no, they do come and collect medical equipment.
Because I thought they wouldn't, or didn't.
No, I think they do.
Because with crutches, I'm sure they don't.
Well, perhaps, they do with definitely, like this hospital bed and things, they will come and collect this.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Not just at the minute.
Not with you in it.
No.
And he was a lovely chap who delivered it and put it all together.
Was he? Oh, good, good, good. It wasn't as uncomfortable. It's just getting a sort of, or finding out how to fix a sheet onto
it. I think you were really battling with the idea of getting into the hospital bed because of what it symbolises in terms of... Like,
old and knackered.
Like another step in the wrong direction. But practically... It's very handy that we have this.
No, I know it is, darling. And I know you get to a certain stage where the person with cancer can do less and less. When we first started doing this, you know, life was pretty normal, terminally ill, but normal, wasn't it? Mm. We would, you know, go out for dinner, wander down to the pub, go out and see friends.
We did try wandering down to the pub on Sunday, didn't we, with Gary and Hillary, which was interesting. I mean, I was very impressed with your scooting.
No, you weren't.
I was until we got to the doorway when you grounded halfway in.
I got
and out.
Stuck in my...
In the doorway.
In my electric...
Scooter?
Scooter.
In a narrow doorway.
It's called a mobility scooter for people who can't. And I'm going into the pub, it got stuck in the doorway.
It did, with you on it.
And
which was challenging, but
yeah.
It was because we had to get you off, but in a very, very narrow space before it could be moved. So no one could get in or out. It was...
Yeah, sorry, Bev.
But it was quite funny. I know you didn't think it was funny, but...
I didn't at the time, I must admit. But it was nice being in the pub for a couple of hours. And,
and then you scooted back. We went out the back door.
Yeah. But the fact is now... Don't think I'm going anywhere for a little while.
Well, maybe. But I don't know. When you went to work last night, you'd already done your exploding hip. Oh. So you managed to scoot then.
Well, Andy was very good. He, you know, drove me.
As always. As,
yeah. Put the scooter together. I don't know how people...
But when you were sitting on the scooter, was your hip hurting?
No.
Oh, well, that's good then.
Or in the studio. But then when I got up to leave the studio, if the news hadn't been on, then the air would have turned blue.
Oh dear, right.
So luckily the news was on.
Well, the district nurses told me what to do, which is to give you lots of lovely pain relief, and then hopefully it will resolve itself over the weekend.
Yeah.
But if not, we can give them another ring and...
Well, there we are. So we've had a very busy week.
Well, it's been frenzied.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we've got your family are coming down from Yorkshire and we've got friends coming and meant to be going out for a lovely lunch, which hopefully we can.
Yeah. Well, it's my birthday, isn't it, on Tuesday?
It is.
So I'm going out with my...
And you've got your lovely bottle as a present.
Oh, yeah, my pee bottle.
I also... got you, which you've already had, because I know you get so excited. You show him a present and it has to be opened instantly. So you've got some lovely new Crocs because they're the only shoes you can wear. So handy tip for anyone with swollen feet and ankles, Crocs seem to be easy.
And there are some very fashionable ones.
Yeah, we got you some slightly less I'm doing the garden and more trendy ones.
Yeah, no, they're nice.
And they have these little things that you can stick on the front of them, little... I think they're called gibbets or something like that, little things. And
gibbets?
Yeah. And so it hasn't arrived yet, but I've ordered you a whale one.
Right.
A killer whale to make your Crocs look really serious.
Oh, okay. Gibbets.
I think that's what they're called. Little sort of charm things that you can stick on a Croc. Children have them, really.
I can't wait. I can't wait. But anyway, listen, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, with your cancer, you just got to get through it.
Oh, and by the way, Mum and Kel, thank you very much for the birthday presents that you gave James to save till Tuesday. He loves them and he didn't wait till Tuesday.
No, and Jude, I love that glass. I love it. And Kelly, the T-shirt, well, as you know, they're my favourites. And also Jude, the plant.
We had to look up what it was, didn't we?
We did, and it's really nice.
But he didn't wait. He does get it.
Well, I couldn't. Well, they were taking up so much space, we couldn't. Right, now you've got a job on.
I'm going to go and cut the grass.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a snooze.
I'm going to have a snooze and watch you cut.
Oh, you can watch
grass.
Me, yeah, because like you're now facing the garden and you can.
Yeah.
You can tell me if I'm not doing the stripes straight.
Oh, yeah. This Alexa isn't working.
Okay, I'll sort that out as well.
Look, Alexa, time.
The time is 9:28 a.m.
I'd say that is working.
Alexa, how come you're working now?
You were just probably asking ridiculous questions as normal.
Alexa, do you love me?
There are people I admire and things I can't do without. But I'm still trying to figure out human love.
And on that note...
We wish you a very good week and talk again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.